The people of the tiny West African nation of Togo vote today for a new president. The election follows the death in February of Africa's longest-serving leader, Nasingbe Eyadema, a soldier who maintained a firm grip on power for 38 years. Three candidates, including Eyadema's son, are vying to take over Togo's presidency. NPR's West African correspondent Ophébia Quist-Arctin is in Togo's capital, Lomé. Ophébia, let's start by asking you, just give us some brief background on the political situation in Togo.
38 years, as you said, President Nyasingbe Eyadema was in control of this country, and he was in power with an iron grip. A former military man, a general, he very reluctantly allowed multi-party politics at the beginning of the 90s, but then thwarted all opposition attempts to try to unseat him through the ballot box. So he is almost the only leader most Togolese have known for the past 40 years. So many of them saying now is the time for change. This is when they feel they can freely vote for a new leader, because they feel all previous presidential elections in this country have been rigged.
Now, who are the three presidential candidates?
The late President Nyasingbe Eyadema's son, Faure Nyasingbe, who's 39, educated, amongst other places, at the George Washington University in the United States, from where he got an MBA. He speaks English. He's a technocrat. He sees himself as a young leader for a modern Togo. The main opposition coalition candidate is called Emmanuel Bob Akitani. He's 74 years old, so twice the age, almost, of Faure Nyasingbe. He says that he is the candidate of experience and reconciliation. So you have these two front runners and a third minor candidate, Harry Olympio, who most people don't think will go very far, and a fourth one who pulled out. So it's a very mighty battle between the young candidate, who says he is the future, change in stability, and the older one, who says he will manage to reconcile all Togolese.
There have been reports of violence and tension in the weeks that have been leading up to this election. Can you explain who's fighting whom?
Government party of Faure Nyasingbe against the main opposition coalition, six parties. You have had people saying the government supporters have been armed with guns, and you have the opposition candidates who've armed themselves with machetes, with cutlasses, bits of wood and sticks embedded with nails, saying that they have to be ready for self-defense because they feel that the governing party supporters are out to get them. Although the last day of campaigning on Friday was actually fairly good-natured, and people were saying, we want this candidate, and giving their reasons why. But many Togolese saying, we want change. This is not a dynastic monarchy here. We can't go from father to son, 40 years as the father and how many years as the son. We want change. We want free expression.
NPR's West Africa correspondent Ophébia Quist-Arctin in Lomé, the capital of the West African nation of Togo. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.